Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Here we go. Yo, what's going on, world? We back. Music Jones Podcast, all platforms, every Tuesday. Like, share, subscribe. We also on YouTube now, so check us out. June.
Yo.
Welcome back, brother.
Yes, sir.
Feel good. How was your weekend?
I got rest, that's all.
That's what's up, man.
How about you?
It was cool. Nice and, well, my work week was aggravating, but, you know.
All the time.
Going into a holiday, it's always like that. Yeah. So I just had to step it up a little bit so I can get out of there on time and shit, but that's what it was. Beezy.
What up?
As usual, appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all for coming, man.
called Wally, you know. Last week after the show dropped the shit, and I said, he's like, he texts me, he's like, dope show. So I called him, I'm like, hey, you listen. I said, you heard the first part? He said, yeah. I said, you let your wife hear? He said, yeah. I said, oh shit, what'd she say? She said, tell that nigga I'm looking for, and when I see him, it's on site. So easy.
Yeah.
That's the message to you.
What did I say? What did I say?
Ain't nothing more important than the pod.
Oh yeah, it ain't. Shout out to the wife. Shout out to Miss Wally June.
She say when she see you, it's on site, because she know who you is.
She do?
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Shout I told out you to she her.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Nah, shout but she ain't say. I yeah. told you, I had to get that one out.
It could be.
Yeah, nah, she ain't going to.
I want to know her 40 times.
Yeah.
I'm big, but I'm swift. You're going to have to catch me.
She tough now. So
she a gangster.
Yeah, she a thug.
I run around the car.
She a thug.
I run around the car. Gone.
Baby D.
Gone with that
she,
bull.
Yeah. She a thug, man. Baby but D. Nah, she thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, she laughed at the shit.
Yeah.
But she got a sense of humor. So
that's what's up.
But yeah, the shit was funny. That nigga called me. Yeah, he was dying laughing.
She talked shit about Drew, too, though.
Yeah, she talked shit about me.
That's how family do.
Yeah, man.
He put the spin on it.
Yeah, man. But she ain't say that, man.
No,
man. Shout out to Cuzzo, Crystal. Not a busy week this week in music. After we recorded last week, after the Diddy video could drop, he decided to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the apology?
It would seem sincere if he had done it back when Cassie came out with the thing.
Instead of saying he never did nothing.
Yeah. And he made two posts. Mm-hmm. It was two posts people highlighted. It was one that said
people trying to, they shitting on my name, damn near is what it said.
Yeah, basically, some shit like that. And then it was two, like the truth, one of them said something about the truth gonna be revealed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that type of thing, but.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
He apologized because he got caught.
That's it. Yeah.
That's all that was.
And he knew when they saw it how the world was going to react.
Right. Yeah.
He knew. But why? And I'm not sure how true this is, but allegedly that video came from the raid at his crib, right? At one of his cribs.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it came out.
Yeah. That's where they found it. That's why. That's where it was at. That's where they got it from, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah. So he's sitting on that type of shit.
Why would you do that?
Right.
That's like
a serial killer keeping a trophy.
No, that's literally like, so I listened to a podcast, the Dan Le Batard podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a radio show too.
Yeah.
But they had a dude, I forgot what they were talking about, but it was a some guy from Chicago. He was like in law enforcement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, R. Kelly used to go around to like pick up basketball games
mm-hmm.
with a duffel bag, with like his gym bag, and he would have tapes that of him sleeping with young kids. And it was like, why would he keep them tapes? Like the tape that got out.
Somebody took it.
Yeah, somebody did take it, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. He was like, it was a whole bunch of that type wow. of stuff that he had wow. that law enforcement
yeah.
like knew about. Like, but them type of people keep them kind of things for like trophies and stuff, man.
Yeah,
so
sick shit, man.
Yeah.
That's so sick shit, yeah.
Straight up sick.
But like how but shit. Why would he keep that? Did he keep that when it would implicate him? It ain't like he holding that over her head, like I got you. Yeah. But it might be some more stuff for her having sex with people and all kind of stuff that he holding over her head.
It might be, but if they got those tapes, they not gonna release those.
Nah, because it'll make her look
bad. Yeah, it'll make her look bad.
But I mean, she got the bread now, so.
She got the bread now. Yeah.
She scored big.
Yeah. And sources have said that number went to damn near 9 figures.
What?
Hold up.
100 million.
No.
Wow.
Damn near 100 million he gave her.
I know. He like, damn, I shouldn't have paid that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now he gonna need all that. He losing everything.
Yeah. So he
but
damn
not only
yeah.
he probably paid over the course of time, too.
No, he didn't, though. Mm-mm.
I mean, just looking out for something.
I mean, he was taking care of course. She was living with him, and yeah. you know, it was his old lady.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he was beating her, too.
And a bunch of other stuff.
And a bunch of other shit. Yeah.
But the top
you
of
know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and shit, think about it. They broke up in what, 17, 19?
I don't know. I don't really know when.
They've been broken up for at least 5 years now, maybe.
Right.
Close to five, if not more.
But if he had 100 to give her, boy.
He got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he got it. He okay. He still okay.
Maybe.
Because
you know when they be talking about that billionaire talking this, that, and the third, they include
assets
and then stuff that you like.
Right.
That's not exactly like money you actually got. It's like what your potential too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now that's off the table, I wonder how much he really worth now. Right.
Do you think he could salvage any relationship with anybody professionally that he has after that video?
Probably so.
Yeah. Yeah, because some of them dudes doing it, they just ain't on tape.
And people don't got no morals because some people just think like whatever the name is, he gonna put them on or whatever.
Don't have no morals. Definitely don't have no morals.
I mean, hell, Stevie J was on the documentary. Shout out to Amy. She was like, it's a documentary that came out maybe like a month or so ago.
The Did He Do It shit?
I don't know what it's called. It's one that's on Tubi.
The Downfall of Diddy.
That one. Yeah.
The Downfall of Diddy.
Yeah. And she said Stevie J was on there defending him tooth and nail. So
wow.
It's always going to be somebody in their corner, man. It's people right now that still like defend R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And we saw the tape.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You right.
We saw that tape.
Bill Cosby too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
that three-headed monster in jail, though.
And Bill had 50-something come out. Bro.
Yeah.
So he was got there drugging them and taking that thing, bro.
And then, a lot of them stories would be like, it wouldn't be like exactly the same, but it would be so similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that the thing he do.
That's your M.O.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
had to get them boys at the same facility.
Yeah.
You have that'd be a nice, you know, nice on production. But Bill out now, though.
Yeah, Bill home.
Yeah, okay.
That's yeah Bill out. Home. Yeah.
So yeah. Just R. Kelly
and Kills and Diddy.
Take that.
It's some more niggas that's probably going down.
Oh, yeah.
Soon, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be some more.
That's going to be whatever facility.
Cause,
take that.
Because right after that, another chick dropped another lawsuit on him.
Right.
That's what I meant. I forgot to mention that on my show. It's another matter of fact, it's two.
So what, the two
it's,
more?
It's two more, yeah.
The model.
Uh-huh, the model. And then it was, let me see if I can find an article.
No, this was Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. The video dropped Friday. He apologized Saturday night, Sunday sometime. Monday was another lawsuit on him. Yeah, man, like.
That's ridiculous.
He got to go to Bally, man. He got to get light.
He should have been with him.
He got to go.
He should have been gone.
He got to go.
He should have been gone. When
go,
that
man.
Thing sparked off, he should have been halfway.
He got to go.
50,000 feet in the air.
He He got to go, man.
Stupid.
I think he didn't think it was going to come out.
Nah. And
I wouldn't have played with it.
Once he paid cash, the rest of them was like, oh, okay.
That's what you're doing?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you playing? You right. Playing like that?
Right. That's gotcha. What you're doing?
Well, that's what we doing.
We about to get all that money then.
Let me get my piece of the pie.
Right. We want everybody to pay. Like
I said, Dale assaulted me too.
We need to we need to get him for that Sean John well.
Yeah, you, man.
My skin ain't been right.
It was something to dye the jeans, man. I wanted one of a velour suit so bad, yeah. Right. Never had one.
I got a Sean John suit.
Yeah.
Like suit. Yeah.
I wanted one of a little joint so
bad. I had John Nutt one time.
Yeah, I remember.
I had a platinum fool suit.
Yeah, you had all that shit.
Man, I'm telling you, man, that right there. Oh, I'm going to get it. The hair on my arms.
You had all that shit, yeah. You used to wear that Sean John shit for real. Man,
supporting that dude.
Coats and all. Yeah, the badass. I remember that badass Sean John coat you had.
Still got it.
You still got that motherfucker?
Yeah.
That was a bad motherfucker, man.
What, it was like a half leather or something?
It was
a... Letterman type jacket?
Nah. God, no, it was something like a Shirley.
Yeah.
But it was brown.
Yeah.
A suede shirt.
Mm-hmm. That bitch was hard.
And it had a stand-up collar. Yeah, it was tough, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My skin messed up. I'm going to get this.
Hey, where's that article? It was two more people that had came out.
Just give me 1 million. We cool. I walk away.
I wonder how many more people going to, like, the shit ain't going to, it's not going to, can't stop, won't stop.
Oh, here it go. Yeah, it said two
gonna,
more women.
It's not going to stop.
On Tuesday, former model Crystal McKinney alleged that when she was 22
Tuesday.
Years old,
it was
he forced her to perform oral sex on him at his recording studio in New York in 2003 after the two had been drinking and she was given marijuana that she believes was laced with a narcotic.
Oh, Jesus.
She said after the incident, she was blackballed in the industry and suffered from a variety of mental health issues. And even attempted suicide.
About 50.
That top game wasn't right.
Then on Thursday, April Lampro said in a separate lawsuit that she met Combs in 94 while she was studying at the Fashion Institute of Technology. Mm-hmm. She alleged she was sexually assaulted 4 times over several years, including one incident where she says she was given drugs, forced to have sex with Combs' girlfriend, and then raped by Combs.
Kim Porter, right?
That's crazy.
She was talking about Kim Porter.
I guess. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about.
This why you didn't record last week, did you?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was just me and you? Yeah. So, I don't know if I said it on your show, but I kind of asked on mine. Like, I don't think I did say it on your show. But I wonder how involved was she.
Kim? And,
yeah. Because, like, she was the girlfriend.
For years.
For a long time.
Long
and he'd been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
long years. I wonder.
But just like...
Maybe, and then you know the conspiracy is that he took her out.
Mm-hmm.
What if that all tied together?
Mm-hmm. Little Duval, shout out, Little Duval said, "Hey, that nigga funds were kept
by closed."
He left, went to Atlanta, got a family.
Yeah,
and ain't said nothing since.
Ain't said a word.
Still quiet.
I wonder, do he know?
He knows something.
He got no something.
Or if he either know everything or he don't know nothing at all.
I think he knows everything. He's carrying that nigga umbrella, man.
Yeah.
He's carrying that nigga umbrella.
But what if, like, when it was time to go, he was off and he went and did and didn't come back until 7 in the morning? That's what if it was that? Man. You know what I'm saying?
It's very possible, but...
You doubt it.
Doubt it.
Seriously, doubt it.
Like, you don't know, like, me and you I knew you since I was 5 years old, four years old. You don't know the worst of stuff I done did.
I don't, but I know your character.
You think you do?
I know I do, man. I know your mama. I know your daddy. I know how you was raised.
That's the same thing people were saying about Jeffrey Dahmer too.
No,
right.
I know Jeff.
I ain't never heard nobody say that about him.
Well, no.
But I know your ass, nigga.
But yeah,
you got a point though, B.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
You
really do, right? Like,
you really do got a point.
But for him to have the balls to do that shit in public, now he's doing that shit in front of anybody, man. He got like them. His bodyguard's been saying this shit for years.
Right. But then when he had that show, he was super cocky.
Yeah, he was.
He was out of control. Disrespectful cocky. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Dylon.
Yeah.
Puff said, be fly about it. Walk that way.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
That nigga was, damn it. But money make motherfuckers act like that.
Right.
And when a motherfucker trying to get to where you at, yeah, and you got it, you gatekeeping. He's a gatekeeper.
Sometimes you gotta act like that.
But he ain't had to do all that shit, bro.
Like, I mean, you ain't gotta
them chickens give your cojones roots now, but
right. You ain't gotta, you know, mess over nobody, but
yeah.
He just went too far.
Yeah, man. He just put his hands on the motherfucker. And that kick shit just did it for me. That's when I lost all respect.
He went too far.
When he put his foot on that goddamn woman, man, that was it for me. My Puff Daddy the Family album is holding on my dear life right now. I love that fucking album.
I'm torn about the music.
I am too.
Amy says she still can listen. I'm still torn.
I gotta get rid of Kissing You remix, the old honey remix with Tote. Like, I gotta, come on, man.
He on so much.
Come on.
That's a lot.
I can see, like, if he had a song about beating up a woman or something. But his music ain't about it.
It's not.
That's the
only part that I might be able, cause I mean, his music is party music. Most of the shit he talked about was partying.
But he touched way more music than that. I'm talking about. You have to give up Faith. You have to give up some Mary J. Blige.
You have to give up some Case.
If
I have to give up, what's the 411, man? I'm gonna be hurt.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina.
You gotta give up all remixes.
All remixes.
Somebody else said that.
He invented the remix.
He did.
He's the creator of the remix. You gotta get rid of it. You remember the first remix ever?
Mm-mm.
I think it might have been Forever My Lady. No, Jodeci. Which Jodeci song? Come and Talk to Me.
First remix.
I think that was the first remix ever. I think so.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he put the nigga in there to rap and shit. Mm-hmm.
I like it without the rap.
I think that might have been the first remix ever. That shit was just on in the car. That's what made me really talk about it.
And you listened to it.
I did.
Dastardly Demon. Nah.
Like, that nigga was a dancer for Father MC.
Yeah.
I can't listen to Dolly My Baby no more. So cat.
And he can't take it no more.
Come on, man. I gotta get rid of all that. Dog, My Life and My Life. I think he did. Did he do My Life or
He did My Life.
He did My Life and What's the 411 for Mary J. Blige. Those are probably two of her best albums to me.
Yeah.
My life, dog.
I think
it's on the top shelf.
I think it's
My Life.
I think it's consensus with him that you can't really give up the music. Maybe Puff Daddy and the Family album.
And I mean, but just because, like, he was the executive producer on most of them shit, so that really shouldn't.
Yeah, but it's tough nowadays. Well,
I don't think Puff did a lot.
Did too much writing.
I don't think he did no writing. I think he pretty much was just like a producer, arranger. Like, I don't even know how many beats he made.
I don't even think he really.
D-Dot was in the studio.
I don't really think he really produced in that way.
Yeah, I think
he produced in, like, telling them,
yeah,
like,
just the executive shit.
Yeah,
he was just the executive producer.
But so, even
that made more sense.
Yeah,
even I heard Michael Jackson say this. He was like, even if, like, somebody, like, come and give you the beat, like, you know how I might be doing that shit with a model or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the person play it, he's like, really, that person who gave you the beat with the mouth is a motherfucker, really, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wonder if he do that type of stuff, Pause.
It's just a lot, tough, man. It's a lot, so. But
I don't even want to give up the Last Train to Paris album.
They said that's one of the coldest albums in the last 15 years.
His new album he came out with,
The Last Train to Paris.
Last year was hard.
Who was on that? It was just a bunch of different motherfuckers.
But it was him. It was his album. It's like
that Hello Good Morning shit.
When he did the beat to Jay-Z on Where I'm From, but he switched it up a little bit, put Ross on there.
Yeah. Nigga, that fucking that last night. Him and Keith Cole.
Yeah. He got some hits, man.
Yeah. All that's on the same album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last Train to Paris. Yeah.
That's a hard album.
That's the hardest album. He has some shit on there.
What
you got? Last Train to Paris. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what was the name of the group? Dirty Money.
Dirty Money, yeah. Dirty Money. Damn, Dirty Money.
Peloton said they're taking it out of their classes for now.
Yeah.
They ain't said forever. They just said for now till I guess, you know, a lot of heat.
Yeah, shit get sorted out. Damn, Ray Rice Jr. Shit go bad when that video come out, buddy.
That was a classic.
Shit go bad.
2010.
I know everybody saw Killer Cam on
CNN.
Hey, man, they on his ass, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Just because.
But that's Cam. He was 100% authentic. Yeah. And I appreciate him for it.
I only got one wish.
What's that?
I wish it wasn't a black woman.
That was the difference. If it had been a white, it would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
But I think that made it okay with me because they shouldn't have sent her to do that. But you knew they was gonna send her to do that.
Yeah.
She should have known better. She should have known better. You calling this man to throw dirt on this man's name.
You think that is throw dirt?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's what she called him for, but he wouldn't do it.
But if somebody say, well, you know, somebody ask you, like, you know what I'm saying, is that the BEZ you recognize? And you wouldn't be like, but
I really know you.
But no, I'm saying, but you could be like, you'd be like, nah, you could just be like, you know, when I was around him, he was this type of way.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer, you don't got to throw him under the bus.
That nigga said he had some cheeks to go get after this.
Wildin'. Yeah. Wildin'.
It took a shot of his fucking horsepower drink.
Yeah.
Love the dude for that.
A shot, too.
It was ignorant as shit, don't get me wrong.
That ain't the most. The most ignorant part is when she asked him, did he recognize that Diddy? And he was like, recognize? She was like, what do you mean? I ain't zoomed in on it or nothing like that.
Ignorant as shit. Ignorant as hell, shit, bro.
Yeah. That was the part. I was like, this nigga.
I laughed. As soon as I saw it, I laughed.
Which out of all of the cams, you know, viral media moments as far as him being on the news,
Bill O'Reilly.
That's the one that's top.
Yeah. It's going to always be top.
Which one come after that?
The other one he did about no snitching.
Okay. This would be third. No, that was on Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, yeah. Yeah. This would be third.
This would be third. Yeah. Okay.
Just because it was black girl involved.
Mm. I think this third because he was he went there to troll because he said it on his show or whatever. I'm torn between which one is first because I remember the no snitching thing. Mm-hmm. Then I think Bill O'Reilly is first.
Yeah.
Because when Bill finished talking, he was like, pimping and bitches. yeah, Bill O'Reilly first.
Yeah, he was uncomfortable as shit, man.
Yeah,
he was not. He was out of play. Yeah. He shouldn't have been there.
Dame was there though.
Yeah, you can't put them two niggas together.
Nah,
them two idiots. Man.
But I remember that. I remember all both of those times just like distinctly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Boy, it's stupid, man. Them Harlem niggas crazy, man. Shout out to Harlem boys. And,
talk to him all the time.
Yeah, shout out to Cam, man, for his classic interview. I'm talking, that shit was all about, everybody was talking about that shit.
Talking about the new one.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that shit, man.
It's the same old play, though. They always do that. Get somebody that kind of in that industry of clothes and then they're asking them same questions. Yeah. So.
But he gave them what they asked for.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them what they asked for, man.
Who the booking agent? Who the talent for this joint?
who booked the talent for this joint, man? Y'all got me. I didn't know this was a Diddy joint. Shit. y'all this positive shit I got going on. Yeah. Y'all talk about Diddy, man. Fuck out of here. Shout out to Cam, man.
Take a shot.
Nicki Minaj.
Still don't videotape, know.
Yeah. Videotaped herself being detained. Mm. Trying to catch a flight. Don't know all the details. She's been released.
Mm-hmm.
But
was that in Dubai or something?
No.
The Netherlands. Amsterdam.
Going to
the UK or something.
Yeah,
like
going
that.
To the UK.
Okay.
So she said they've been harassing her the whole tour.
Mm-hmm.
Said they've been trying to, you know, just fuck with her. So they got her bags. And her bags was in the car, but it was like they had her bags. She was like, how y'all got my bags?
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to the airport. Like, how y'all got my bags? So they said she had some weed somewhere.
Yeah, some pre-rolls.
Yeah.
I thought weed was legal in Amsterdam.
It is.
It's not.
It's not.
It's illegal, but they allow recreational use.
Okay.
It's what I read in the article.
Yeah.
So,
but
whatever that means.
I think they got like restaurants and shit like that.
Yeah, cafes so, and all
so
of that.
So I guess they probably. Yeah,
they probably, but I guess you can't just be out with it on your own.
Yeah, or you probably can't take it in the airspace.
That too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely can't take it out of there.
But you know, some like over here in certain places, like if you caught with it in the airport, it ain't nothing to it. Like where it's legal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's legal.
Now,
so.
If you're going somewhere where it's not,
and they, you're through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can go to Cali. Police ain't gonna bother me leaving.
Mm-hmm.
If I land in Charlotte, they know that shit in there.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah,
they waiting.
Yeah, they gonna take. Yeah, you going down. You going down.
You going to jail.
Going down.
You going to jail.
But Nicki still on her tour. Say it's doing absolutely
crazy,
amazing.
Numbers.
Yeah, they say that shit going crazy, man. I think she by herself.
She yeah, because every now and then she'll have somebody come out with her.
Yeah, but I think she by herself. So for her to, like, she a different beast, man.
Mm-hmm.
She got home following and all that shit. So they going to turn up for Nicki, man. And they been turning up, motherfuckers. They saw she got arrested. It's like, free Nicki. I'm talking about 5 minutes later, nigga.
Real quick.
Hashtag free Nicki on Twitter and shit. I'm sorry, X, formerly known as Twitter.
Excuse me.
But yeah, man, shout out Nicki, man. Good luck. Getting to your next show. Sexy Red dropped a new song Friday.
Huh. What's it called?
I don't want to give it no spin.
Don't play it.
No. Okay. We're gonna play it. Because we got to hear this shit. And I don't know if y'all heard it yet or not.
I heard about it.
You did?
Yeah, I haven't heard the song though.
Yeah, me neither.
Man, they played that shit on the radio when I was on my way down here.
You like that?
You My Everything is the name of it.
Oh, you
be love. You My Everything. Mm-hmm. You. Man, it's like, I don't know. I don't understand what the fuck is going on in the world. I don't know what's going on in the world.
Between her and Drake.
I really don't get it.
They smashing.
Listen, dog. This shit sound like a 12-year-old fucking baby, man.
Oh, this gonna be all over social.
It's gonna be everywhere.
Media.
It's gonna kill it,
dog. Oh my God, man! I'm listening to this shit. I'm like, what is she? She sound like a fucking 7-year-old. Listen, man.
And I can see him posting it and people. Making it, but in the videos, it'll be like then with like food or something else that, you know what I'm saying, they saying that this day everything.
Oh my God, man. I just don't know. And of course, it was trending all day Friday.
That's all it take to make money.
That's it.
This the song with the beat, with what you call the beat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it.
Beat bang.
Oh, the beat hard.
Yeah.
But it's going to switch up though.
Yeah, it's going to switch. When Drake come on. Drake in the moment.
You haven't heard about this song?
Man.
Okay, when it switch off, I'm gonna see if you pick up on what beat this is. He rapping on them Zions.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Yeah, you know they family and shit.
Oh yeah, that is right.
Yeah, Wallace supporting.
Where?
Try to.
He went to Duke, so I can't really. I gotta get over that shit first.
But he from the crib.
Yeah, I know. Hell, his dad of my girl.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Oh, I know
my
that.
Dog. But I just can't support him yet. I got to get that Duke shit out.
Wow.
I got some Duke socks.
See? Yeah.
I got a Duke jersey.
I love him to death. Love the little kids.
You know the jersey Tupac had on that five?
Yeah,
I got that shit.
I know you do.
That's the one
that why I used to like going in the room to record at the crib.
Oh, because. Oh, yeah, it was hanging up on the thing.
Yeah. Now, Drake slid now. He went absolutely bananas on this motherfucker.
When the beat changed?
In a few seconds. But. Probably about 8 bars.
That beat hard.
Beat hard. But look what they let her do on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a waste of a fucking beat.
The first half of the song is
Yeah. And Drake got there. If it wasn't for him, but he doing what he do. This what he do. He gonna turn the song into a hit just from him being on.
It hit.
And he sliding too. Yeah. Oh, it ain't over. I got to get a shot in there. I got to take a shot. Got to take a shot. Drake being Drake, man.
What do you think about that?
With him rapping over this shit? I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Because he had to flip it in his favor. This nigga made a beat that say BBL Drizzy. So he changed it and say, yeah, I pay for him. Yeah, I pay for these chicks to get them.
He should have did it like 2 weeks ago.
He should have. But he had to wait on Six.
No, he could have did it on his own.
He do it on his own. Man, he tried. Remember, he said he was trying to go on vacation and shit. Remember?
I hope Kendrick come back out.
Kendrick got an album coming soon.
Stop playing with that man.
Kendrick got an album coming soon.
But he made that old dumbass apology, though.
Who?
Drake.
You heard that? That's AI. That got to be AI.
I hope
you
so.
Heard the apology track?
No.
Ooh, it's terrible.
You sent it to me?
Yeah.
That shit got to be AI, man.
Man, that shit pissed me off.
It got to be AI.
And it was a track?
Yeah.
Who he apologized to?
Them boys.
Kendrick.
Everybody. Everybody. He apologized to everybody.
I ain't even heard about it, so that shit must be.
It got to be AI. But it. I mean, you know how the AI shit worked.
Right.
That shit sounded just like him.
Sounded just like him.
Flow and all.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. But it was straight, but it was ridiculous.
What you saw it on YouTube?
Instagram,
yeah.
It was.
I'm trying to figure out.
I thought it was pathetic. How you got that much money? You got to apologize to the status he did. He like, I'm sorry for man. Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. What you apologizing for?
I know it's on YouTube.
No.
I don't
damn, see where that shit at?
See stuff from a month ago, 2 weeks ago. Let's
see if you send it to the other page.
Anyway.
Yeah, man. He apologized, supposedly.
What was he rapping on? Oh, I see it right here. I got it right here. Yeah, here you go. Hold on.
It's retarded. It pisses me off.
Okay, y'all win. How many disses in a row you gotta drop on me? Man, I don't know when it's gonna end. There's no denying it. I admit, I'm not him. Like, damn, you really laying it.
This ain't him, man. He ain't even on beat.
That's AI, man.
Take it easy on me. I'm sorry, Kendrick. Why'd you have to palm me, Kendrick? The fans aren't thinking so tight. You call me Kendrick. Just let the beef be over. And the winner's not me, is it?
That gotta be AI.
It's AI. You can hear the modulations in the voice. I joked about the feet size. He came right back to defeat me. I'm not playing this shit, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
These niggas crazy with the AI shit,
yeah,
man.
That was pathetic.
Yeah, you did. He would. I don't think he would ever do that. Like
I hope
that.
The fuck.
No, he ain't did
he
that,
would,
man.
He would never
and this
do
shit
that
came
like
out
that.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This ain't him.
I hope not.
Yeah, man.
I hope not. Because that was pathetic.
Yeah, man. Drake got down.
You get on the mic and talk like that.
Goddamn, but yeah, that's the, that was the hot shit from the week. I heard that shit Friday. I'm like, man, but no Drake, he did what Drake do.
But I don't get, okay, that stupid ass apology song come with that on Sex Red shit. That shit fire.
That
apology song fake.
Yeah, that shit fake. Somebody put that together on the computer.
He need to get that corrected.
He ain't gonna do, he probably didn't heard it. Yeah, he probably didn't know that shit out there. Yeah, somebody else did that shit.
Yeah
he probably didn't know that shit out there, man. God damn.
How many views it got?
I don't know. How many views it got?
Say 32,000.
Yeah, he ain't seen
it. In 2 weeks, 32,000.
Oh, that shit been out for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been out for 2 weeks.
He did that. Because, shit, 2 weeks ago, he dropped that Heart Part 6 shit. That's
right. Somebody said, you got a hidden talent. Keep that shit hidden.
Don't pull that shit back out, man. Yeah. That bullshit, man. Yeah, man. But so he got a summer song now because... These girls gonna be singing the fuck out that
shit.
They probably like more Reddit right now.
Oh my God, man.
That don't no more the beats right now.
I ain't lying, Big Time Sunday.
Yeah, that don't.
Oh man. Ah. But.
And she had the dumbest.
That bitch. It said you. Oh my God, man. Like, what the fuck?
That was pathetic, too.
Man, that shit. She sound like a 5 to 7 year old, man. She sound like a fucking kid.
You gonna get paid.
Yeah.
I saw a couple girls say, I saw one in particular. She was like, listening to this album made me lose respect for her. So,
man, Dog, shout out to the boy Swole, man. Caught up with Swole last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we started talking about music. Because me and Swole used to stay in Columbia with us on J. Bear Lane for a minute.
Oh, word.
So, you know, he know me and my music. He know how mm-hmm. I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, he started talking about Boss Van D-Lo.
He don't like Boss Man?
He love him.
Oh, okay.
He love him. So he tried to convince me, like, hey, man, he said, Julie, I know you don't like this type of shit. I know how you are. He said, but you got to take it for what it is. He said, the boy, if he can't rap. He said, he can't rap. He said, but the shit catches a motherfucker, man. He said, and the shit don't sound bad. Played a few songs that, you know, I was like, all right. But he always got one or two bars in there that I'll just go crack up fucking laughing on. Oh my God, man. So we talking and I'm telling him, like, I'm like, as he's playing the song, I'm like, dog, I said, that's that ABC 123 shit. I said, I really don't want to hear nothing a 5-year-old can fucking learn. I said, that don't make sense. Mm. I said, that's why I really can't listen. I said, if you go anywhere and you see a kid singing the fucking song, you shouldn't be singing.
Right.
That's Kids Bop type shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel. I remember when I was a kid. I remember rapping. The first rap song I remember learning was Walk This Way.
Mm.
Run DMC and Aerosmith. That's the first song I remember learning.
You knew the verses?
I knew the verses. Hmm. My aunt made me perform it at the hairdresser in Charlotte for one time. Shout out to my aunt Felicia. Like, real shit.
So you was like 7 years old?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, but that was like the first, because I like the song, I like the guitar and the motherfucker. Like, I was a Prince fan too. You know what I'm saying? That guitar shit, I just like the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So, learn that shit. But now, when these videos come out and you see 5, 6, 7 little girls talk about bend that ass over.
Ooh, jeez.
Nobody 35 should be singing this shit if they can sing it. That's how I feel.
Well,
these little kids, they not gonna listen to Rhapsody. They're not gonna listen to Nicki Minaj. They not gonna be able to learn those songs. That's why they listen to that, why they like that shit. Because they can learn it.
Well, kind of, but it's an art in the writing the hook that's catchy.
It is.
So.
But when it sound like that shit, she just sang on that motherfucker. She sound like a 7-year-old.
But she good at doing them hooks everybody can do those. Yeah, like that one song, is. Looking for the Holes.
She is. She trending, and that's why she's so popular right now. Because everybody in the suburbs can sing that shit. Right. They ain't even got to worry about learning the words.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is listen to it, you're going to know the words. And they look, dog, you check these most of these videos on social media and shit, it be all white high school proms and shit. These motherfuckers be singing there like these shit.
They the ones on it.
Yeah.
That really how she blowing up?
Yeah. Because they the ones that like this shit.
All on TikTok and all kind of
stuff. Yeah. They not listening to Benny the Butcher.
Oh, hell no.
It's like they not listening to Conway.
Well, it's another section of them that listening to him. And
Yeah. But I told Swole, I promised him I was going to give Boss Man D-Lo a real shot. So I'm gonna give him a real shot. I don't know if it's gonna be one day this week or you know.
You gotta be in a real, real good mood.
I'm gonna have to be.
A long trip.
Yeah, one of the two. And I don't think I got no long trips coming up by myself no time soon. Cause I ain't gonna be able to play that shit in the car with the family. Mm-hmm. My wife gonna look at me like I'm retarded.
I ain't never went to school. Something about detention. Forgot what I was gonna say, cause I forgot to mention.
Mr. Pot Scraper.
That's it.
And they can say he Mr. Pot Scraper.
I'm Mr. Podcaster. Natural disaster. You went first and I came after. Shut your ass up, nigga.
Hey, man. You can say hey,
so small. I was laughing. I'm sitting there and he's standing trying. He rapping the shit. I'm looking at him like, said, do you not understand what I'm saying?
Right. Somebody had this discussion. I had to about when Jeezy came out and it was somebody saying, man, you gotta listen to what this nigga saying though. Listen to how he's saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still like a 5-year-old could learn Jeezy, but they would just be rapping because they don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's most 5 years old. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, but it wasn't a lot of his songs that they could have learned. They couldn't spell trap stuff.
Jeezy couldn't spell trap stuff.
He spelled it right.
You know, he spelled it wrong.
No, he spelled it right. He said AR at the end.
I'm a T-I-A. I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T.
S-T-A-R.
He ain't say A.
Yes, he did. Play it. Play it real quick. All right. I'm telling you, he throw it in there, but it's the way he said it. He said it, I promise you.
Because I remember when it came out, shout out to Pat.
Everybody Pat, said that nigga was spelling that shit wrong.
Pat thought the song was called Trap Stir. I was like, no, bro, it's Trap Star. Oh, I was like, it say Trap Star on the thing, but he ain't spelling that. He's spelling Trap Stir.
He was spelling Trap Star, man. He spelled it, man.
That was on the first song.
Yeah.
You know what make me kind of upset when people be texting about Jeezy and they spell Jeezy? Like young Jeezy.
Two Z's, huh?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers don't know. Huh? Right. Two E's, man. Two E's, yo.
Hold on, let's see. Most badass.
Put, if you pull up the lyrics, see? You gonna see it.
Where I'm put up the lyrics?
Oh, okay. I thought you was on. Oh, you ain't on. You fuck with Tyler.
You know it. What he said?
You
T-A-R.
Heard
what
T-A-R.
It he didn't say T-A-R.
Listen to it. Turn it up. Turn it up. I promise you he said it.
Hold on. She likes it.
He said it, right? She likes it.
Let's get it. Oh, shit. Let me go back to me. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all.
They know what we're doing. They know what we're doing. We're trying to hit something. I'm a
T-R-A-P-S-T-R. What it sound like to you, Wallace?
He said it.
He said what?
S-T-A-R. But it's the way he say it. He throw the A in there, just don't say it's an A-R, like an AR-15 or some shit. That's how he's saying it.
That sound like E-R to me. T-R.
You heard it?
T-R.
T-A-R.
I didn't see the A.
He throw the A in there.
I heard T-R. I ain't hear the A.
The A in there.
To you. You got them on. I got these other headphones on. I hear different.
Hold up, man.
Email y'all email Music Jones.
Hey.
He might be saying be in the lyrics and all of that. The, I don't hear it. I've never heard it. And I just lived with it.
It is.
That he just trying to get that through.
He spelled it right, man.
Yeah.
He spelled it right, man.
Shout out
don't
to Jesus.
Don't do John Jiggas like that, man. Don't do him like that, man.
He better hope his video don't come out.
I ain't got no video, man.
You don't think so?
Shawty goddamn. Shawty trying, Jeezy, man.
You think she gonna do to him?
She trying.
This nigga got a flask.
She's trying to She's trying to smear campaign that nigga, man.
Yeah.
She trying to fuck his name up.
I don't think nobody care.
I don't either, but I don't think he's doing that too.
The people that matter.
They know.
They don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he ain't saying shit about it, so.
This nigga made the most money he did talking about selling hard drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeezy the Snowman. Make it rain. Hey. Smoke kept saying Big Zah last night, too. That shit was blowing me.
That what they call D-Lo?
That's what he said. He called himself Big Zah.
That's Swole's new name?
No. He was just saying Big Zah. Because that what Boss Man D-Lo be saying. Big Zah.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. That's what they call him too, though, right? That's what they call Boss Man
D-Lo. What they call him or he called
I think that's what they call him too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they put an AR too. I had to look it up.
I'm telling you. Yeah, it's in there. He just, but he it's the way he say it.
Somebody please email Jones.
It sounds like ER.
It
sounds like ER.
That's what I'm saying.
Like ER. It does. But he's saying S-T-A-R.
Yeah.
I hear you. Jones.
I know you do. You're
explaining it, but.
You just don't hear what
I don't
he
hear
said.
It. No.
Okay, I got you. But yeah, I heard it, man.
I hear what you saying. I know the name of the song is Trap Star.
Right.
What I'm saying is somebody dropped the ball. Somewhere, you know.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Anyway.
Oh man, we ain't got too much longer, man. Let me did you hear the list?
I that's what I thought you was gonna lead off with. That
I
list.
Started to, but no, I'm on the end with it.
I don't the 10 talking about the 10 top 10 of all time. Talking about that list?
The 100, the Apple Music 100 list.
Yeah, but I mean,
top albums. Yeah.
Well, I only saw the top 10.
You only saw the top 10?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what did you think of that?
The top 10? I can't argue with it. I mean, it's their list. I don't know what their total criteria was.
They didn't. It was just five motherfuckers that made a list. Pharrell. Who else? I think.
You talking about the list that had Lauryn Hill number one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you mean five motherfuckers only made the list?
It was five people.
Yeah, cause
oh, those number. Five people made that list. Yeah, I got you. I got you. Yeah,
Pharrell and is it not D Dot?
B Dot?
What's the other? Not B Dot. Not B Dot, but the other nigga, Elliot.
Elliot Wilson.
I think Elliot had his hand in there.
Okay.
Three other motherfuckers. But the list wasn't that bad. But
who was the top five?
I just got to see.
Lauryn Hill was number one.
Yeah, because I seen that post. That's that post I sent you,
yeah,
too.
Lauryn Hill. The top 10, Lemonade, Beyonce was number 10. Back to Black, Amy Winehouse was number 8. Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City was number 7.
Wow.
Songs in the Key of Life, Stevie Wonder, was number 6. Hmm? Blonde by Frank Ocean was number 5. Purple Rain soundtrack was number 4, Prince and the Revolution. 3 was Abbey Road by the Beatles. Number 2 was Thriller, Michael Jackson. Number 1 is The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Now, I really...
Yeah, what's the criteria of that list?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I looked for the criteria, but they didn't even, like, have what the criteria
for
was.
For Michael Jackson to be on there?
Oh, Michael Jackson? Shit, I'm
the Beatles to be out there?
Yeah.
Top 10?
They got songs from all decades.
I'm talking about top 10.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand in the
then
top
that, 100. That Abbey Road shit, I think that was...
You understand who to be in the top 100?
Michael Jackson to be in the top 100, but...
You don't think Michael Jackson was top 10?
You don't think Thriller was a top 10 album, I mean, a top 10 album of best album all time? That Thriller shit?
This is all time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this all time. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what you was thinking of?
100 best albums of all time. Yeah, they got albums. They got albums on here from fucking the 50s, I think.
Well, that make more sense.
Yeah, let me see.
My bad.
Yeah, they got 1% up. It's one album from the 50s, 10 albums from the 60s, 18 from the 70s. Yeah, so. But Prince had 2 albums. The
Thriller only had 9 songs?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. But Thriller went so fucking crazy. Remember, he did the movie joint.
Yeah, the movie on that thing.
He did a documentary with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
The making of Thriller. Like, that shit was a moment in time.
It was.
Bro, this album hard.
It is. That shit sold damn near 100 million units, mm-hmm. I think.
But Thriller was like a, I don't even know what to call it.
That shit was.
Cause that's when the jacket came out.
All that shit. Yeah, I had that Thriller jacket.
The glove. Mm-hmm. All that stupid shit came out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wonder what the criteria was, sales or whatever.
Right.
But I think they had like Jay-Z at number 13.
Yeah, Blueprint number 13.
I think Nas was like 16 with Illmatic.
Illmatic was
a 14. They was like real close to each other. They what?
The Chronic 19. Marvin Gaye was 17. What's going on? I thought that should have been higher.
No Run DMC in
there? I thought my Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy should have been higher than 26. I did think that.
It was cool, but a lot of people loved that album.
Yeah.
Illmatic
was 39.
39.
Mm-hmm. End of the 36 Chambers was 37. Mary J on here somewhere.
Yeah, like Marvel's who changed time and.
Mm-hmm.
What did Blueprint change time, though? I guess it was that.
That was the introduction of the soul shit.
That Kanye fast.
Mm-hmm. That soul sample shit.
Did that come out before Through the Wire? It did come out before Through the Wire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess so.
So how you feel about Lauryn Hill being the top album of all time?
I can't hate it. I mean, I don't. It ain't.
Do you like that album? You.
I mean, it's good music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I want you to say. Yeah.
I mean, she had a whole lot of hits on there. I mean, mm-hmm.
Right.
She won a shitload of Grammys for it. It's the only fucking album she ever did.
And a lot of people sampled it too.
Yeah. That's the only album she ever did.
Yeah.
So,
Chris can't stand him.
I love him. Yeah, she bougie as shit. No,
I don't know. I don't know how that album did outside of black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the Beatles album is like considered to be one of the greatest of all times. And I know Michael Jackson is considered to be one of the greatest of all times. And Amy Winehouse, her impact on music.
How do you feel about Kendrick being the only rap album in the top 10?
That album is amazing.
It's fucking great.
But I don't know how it did outside of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I listened to that album and like, the way they was rapping G's in the car, I don't rap G's in the car like that. Last time I checked, you know what I'm saying? And how they was tripping in the on the interludes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And the way he went from that interlude talking about Shireen and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole album was just...
It was a story.
That whole album was dope, bro.
But it was also the reintroduction to me of, like, real lyrical hip-hop. Like, what? J. Cole was a rapper, like Crit was out, like all them boys was rapping, but they damn near was crossed over before they even came out because they was trying to get radio hits. Like J. Cole dropped the workout shit. He ain't wanna drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? He should have dropped the in the morning before he dropped workout. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? Him and Drake was on the in the morning shit together. You know, yeah. On Sideline Story, J. Cole's first studio album.
Oh, okay.
Like he could, J. Cole could rap, but it was the that commercial type shit. Like none of Kendrick's songs was commercial.
Not
except the Poetic Justice shit.
But it wasn't commercial. It wasn't commercial in a way that you, if you listen to it, you could tell he trying to get
trying to get a hit. Yeah,
yeah. It was just a good ass song.
Once you put Drake on the motherfucker, everybody know you trying to get a hit.
But not back then. 2010, he was just another rapper.
2012.
Yeah, well, 2012, he was still was just another
Drake.
Like, man, yeah, he wasn't.
Fire. Shit, Drake was on fire. In 2012.
He was on fire, but he wasn't like. I didn't. I just look at him as a, just
he
doing
was,
a feature.
What he was the feature. He was the feature guy.
But I'm saying, I ain't like Drake on Sexy Red. Like you know what it is. Drake and Future, you know what they're trying to do. Back then, it was like two young dudes just on a song together, seemed like to me. Because he came out in what?
I think 2010,
2011?
ADHD came out like 2009 or 10. Drake came out about 2008 or
9. I mean, really was...
2010.
That So Far Gone shit came out like 09.
2010,
so that was the one. Yeah, so...
That was the best I ever had. When that shit hit, that nigga took off. When that best I ever had, yeah.
But I mean, like, that still was black people shit, though. I don't think he crossed over yet.
But I could say, what about Run DMC?
They crossed over when they did the
Walk This Way.
Walk This Way. Right, that was their crossover joint.
But where they at on the list?
Oh. They. I'm sure they on here somewhere.
I ain't they got to be.
But they ain't in conversation point.
Mm.
And you said who? What you say about Kendrick just now? What number he was?
Seven.
Only one in top 10.
Only rapper.
So what about top 20?
I don't see Run DMC on this bitch.
That's terrible. You know they had other people going.
They gotta be.
Anybody would listen to Run DMC.
Jay-Z in the top 20. Jay-Z, Dr. Dre for the Chronic. That's it.
That's pretty heavy, man. But and then for Lauryn Hill to make number one.
Lauryn Hill, that shit was, it was rap, but it was a lot of R&B too.
Right. Most definitely.
Aquemini, 41.
That was my next question. Where them boys come in?
They 41.
Over Speaker Box?
Yeah, Speaker Box. I don't even see Speaker Box on him.
I don't know their criteria then.
Yeah, because that shit, that double album went fucking diamond.
And Aquemini really was the South.
And then what's the Hey Y'all?
Yeah, that's
that was on Speakerbox.
Speakerbox, okay. Yeah, so it ain't.
I figured that would be higher than Aquemini.
Right.
Take Care on here. Drake only got one album on him.
Think that's the one that put him up.
Take Care. Yeah, Take Care might be the one. That was the one with Marvin's Room and Lord Knows.
I ain't never hated
Headlines
him.
Headlines was on that shit. The Headlines was on there.
I
think that was on
Who's another cat product did good crossing over?
It wasn't. But Kendrick, that album, I can say it can be number 7. I can be comfortable with that because of when he dropped it and the content he dropped. Like, them skits was like the coldest part of the album because
mm-hmm.
it connected you
to the scenes.
Yeah. Like, you could damn near see what they were talking about in them shit. Like, Beloved say, we done been in the car rapping Jeezy like the niggas mm-hmm. was, you know right. what I'm saying?
On a little mission, they holler at the chick or whatever.
He was a star that didn't want to be a star. He was just being an artist. He didn't want to be famous.
Somebody say something about some Dominoes?
Yeah. Like, this nigga got his mom and daddy on the voicemail, got a mm-hmm. voicemail from his mom and daddy on the motherfucker, and I don't know how real that is, but that, God damn it, it sounded like it was real.
That it had to be added, because at one point you can see where she was, man, just bring my car back, yeah. man. Like, she was worried yeah. like something to happen. Yeah,
just bring my car back, please.
Yeah. Well,
Drake somebody said something about Dominoes.
Yeah, I don't know their criteria. That's why I like that. I think it was Complex that did that other list.
Yeah,
and I like their list. They like
they give you the criteria before they go into the list.
Yeah, I like yeah. that, and their criteria made mm-hmm. sense and how it played out. Yeah. It made sense. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So,
see, yeah. Apple on some bullshit.
Purple Rain, though, I'm cool with that being number 4. That's one of the greatest albums ever made.
I agree.
They give
that
you reason.
That 8 song soundtrack is fucking amazing.
They give you reason to go against the list, but then they go give a reason to say, because like you said, Purple yeah. Rain on there.
Yeah.
You can't mm-hmm. argue with that. You mm-hmm. can't argue with the Beatles, right. Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Right.
You can't argue with Stevie Wonder mm-hmm. being in the top
can't.
10. You can't.
Can't argue with that.
So.
Because the songs of Kid Life, nigga, that shit, that album going to play forever.
I think your cousin said that's the perfect album.
My cousin.
Bomani.
Oh, yeah.
Jones.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved music like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But it damn near is. Stevie was a fucking genius.
I wonder what y'all family reunion be looking like.
I don't know, man.
You day. Bomani day. Nasir day. It's a whole lot of them.
What Jeezy last name? Jenkins.
Pac-Man day.
Yeah, Pac-Man.
A lot of Jones is going to be at the family. That'd be at the next family.
Yeah, man.
Well, anyway, sorry.
Jones is in the house, man. But yeah, man, y'all can email us about that list too. Let us know how you felt about that.
Andrew, I need to do something.
What changes you made? Spotify pretty much. No, who is Google don't even got their music shit no more, do they?
Yeah, they did away with it.
Yeah, they got rid of the podcast shit and all. It's all on YouTube mm-hmm. music, man.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that was a pretty cool list.
List is a easy way to do an article
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and to get clicks.
Yeah. Get motherfuckers to look at it.
So.
And get opinions going.
Mm-hmm.
Stir up some opinions.
Because,
mm-hmm. I could do 3 other shows breaking the shit down by 30s
mm-hmm.
and do a show on each 30 and what we could change, or you mm-hmm. know, what was mm-hmm. what this album was better than this one, so this one should be higher. Like, I could possibly do that, you know.
Yeah,
it make for good great content.
Yeah,
just got to be willing to do the work with it.
And you would have to. It ain't really fair, because like you would have to have been living when that Stevie Wonder came out mm-hmm. to really feel how the impact was.
Yeah, see, I could talk to, you know, my pop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and get that kind of.
Like, it's kind of like people debate about, like, basketball and stuff, like, mm-hmm. who the greatest.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different feeling when you're in that age range.
Yeah, that's why I feel the way I feel about Jordan.
Yeah.
Because being 7, 8, 9, 10, watching that nigga do that shit, man, that shit was just. That's how I understand mm-hmm. why this generation feel like they feel about LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
And motherfuckers from the 90s that like Kobe. Right. Like, that's what it was for them.
I really like shooting jokes because, like I said, it makes sense. A person that's 20 years old would know nothing.
But LeBron,
So it makes sense.
And you can watch all the YouTube videos you want. It still ain't going
to change. It ain't going to change
feel the same.
Sitting there eating Sunday dinner in that game on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's a difference.
Right.
It's a big
difference. Oh, you watching that game live and this mm-hmm. nigga in the air, he switch hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Oh, shit. Did they show the replay 100 times
yep.
doing commercial and shit?
Yep.
Yeah, man. But It's all that shit just be moments, man. And I'm glad I experienced the moments. And there's some albums on there that, like that Purple Rain. I was talking, me and my sister was talking about that shit the other day. Like, When Doves Cry, they released that shit 40 years ago. May 16th, 1984. The movie came out July 27th, 1984. That's 40 fucking years. I remember going to the movies to see this shit.
When you was two?
I was three.
You said it came out in 19... Oh, the movie came out in 86.
No, the movie came out in 84.
84.
July 27th, 1984. My sister wanted to go see it. My sister was a fucking Prince fanatic. She wore a Purple Rain sweatshirt to the movies in Texas in July. I want you to understand what I'm telling you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We was in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
I remember that because my mama made my daddy take me with him.
You but mine might be cutting for real because he from Texas. Go ahead, continue.
See? You know what I'm saying? So I remember going in there. I remember eating popcorn. I remember my daddy covering my eyes.
Oh, on the titties.
When Apollonia was getting to jump in the fucking in Lake Minnetonka. Yeah. Like, I remember that shit. And I was talking to Keita, and she was like, how do you remember that? I said, some things you just can't forget.
Damn, that nigga dropped a...
Some things you just can't forget. Like, I will never, as long as I live, I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget my daddy.
Hold up, John, say that again. Hold up.
some things you just can't forget. She was like, nigga, you was three. I was like, yeah, I was. I said, but I remember that. I vividly remember that shit. Just like I told her, I also remember getting lost in Montgomery Ward on a Saturday. Went to the store with my mom and my sister, all with them women.
That was department store.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We was in Montgomery Ward. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out.
You got lost in the store?
Got lost in the store looking for a lightsaber.
I know they in here.
I know they got them. I got to go find them. They over there looking at clothes out of pew.
Took out.
Nigga.
You like Star Wars?
Nigga, my first or second.
You know, you did wear a May the 4th Be With You shirt.
Yeah. Nigga, my first or second, my second or third birthday cake was a Darth Vader cake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, still got the pictures and everything.
Do you watch the
new shits?
Yeah.
The episodes and shit?
All of that?
I have. I watched all of them.
You watched The Mandalorian and all of that?
Watched some of The Mandalorian. It just got too, like that shit, the universe too fucking big.
It is a lot now.
It's too big. I can't keep up with that shit no more.
They about to come out with a new show too.
But if it ain't fucking the original Star Wars and Return of the Jedi, them two shit,
right.
I watch them shits all day.
Mm.
Them was my shit. Chewbacca, nigga, Jabba the Hutt, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and then like, you know, they had all the action figures. I had all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah. I was a Star Wars.
Wow.
I was a nerd, nigga.
Wow.
I was into that. But you know, that was the big shit.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was the big shit. I was into that. Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk was my favorite.
We used to fuck Incredible
yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk.
Mm.
Yeah. Then Knight Rider. Knight Rider was my shit.
I had a Knight Rider bike and car.
I had the Knight Rider. I had the toy kit car. You hit the license plate and it'll talk.
See, I had the car you pedal.
Yeah.
And you hit the button and the lights goes.
All I had was and a Power bike. Wheel 3-wheel. I ain't had all that other shit.
I just had the bike. But see, I ain't had a Power Wheel. I was the power.
I had a Shirt Tails bike.
Shirt Tails.
That's the first I learned how to ride a bike on a
Shirt
Tails
bike.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Straight up. Some shit I just can't forget. Like, shit like that. And my childhood was great. My mama kept kids the first 3 years of my life. I had all the friends in the world, you know? So then we moved here.
Mm.
Yeah. And it didn't snow, so I was mad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it snowed in Texas every year. I'm talking about snow.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Shit, yeah.
That's
but
crazy.
Got here and it ain't snow for like 4 years.
No, I mean,
yeah, I ain't seen no snow.
When you moved here, what year? When you was how old?
85. I was 84.
Yeah, snow here.
Moved that summer. 87, 88. Somewhere around there.
87 or 810. Yeah. It snowed bad at
first. It snowed before Hugo. It snowed one time before Hugo came.
Yeah.
I remember that. It snowed one time, but it was about a couple centimeters. Still see the grass and shit.
That was 88.
Man, you still see the grass and shit.
89. Anyway.
Yeah, man. But I went all the way off the edge.
That's cool.
25 years ago. And we here to get out of here.
This the only one?
Yeah, that's it. You remember the Art of Storyteller? Slick Rick?
Yeah. The album? The album? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't know.
That was 25.
Pull up Street Talking for me real quick. And I guarantee you remember this shit. And I know you go remember it because me and Jamie Goodson used to ride around playing the fuck out this shit. Once you hear this one song. Because I really started playing it when I got my Chevy.
Oh, the album where he came out, when he came back out.
He came back, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Mm-hmm. I remember this. Okay. I'm thinking about something this else. Was,
he did the song on, he did the art of storytelling with
Outkast, this
shit, the remix. And then he did an album after that called it The Art of Storytelling.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to bang this motherfucker in my Chevy, bro.
This beat was hard.
Ooh, was. That shit used to be hard on 15s too, but boom, boom. Goddamn Chevy truck. That shit used to go crazy, yo.
I forgot about this.
I know you did.
I had this CD.
That's why I'm here. I know you did, nigga. We used to play the fuck out of this shit. We used to play the fuck out of this shit. And we was just about to graduate high school.
I just used to play this song over and over and over.
That's it. I used to listen to this motherfucker over. It was a couple other songs on there that I liked.
And Outkast was on it too.
But I used to play this one the most. The big boy get on that motherfucker and let motherfuckers have it.
Damn, this shit came out right before we graduated.
Right before we graduated.
Bro.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right before we graduated.
25 years ago.
Yeah, I hope you read all that on your email too.
Oh, yeah.
And your bag is your ass. Is old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dog, and that, it was, dog, them t-shirts 38 years ago, dog. We talk about some t-shirts we wore 38 fucking years ago. That shit is crazy.
And we were supposed to go to Mayo.
We had when we was in kindergarten, we went on a field trip, but we had these t-shirts. It had a little kid on it and a cap and gown. And the words on it, the shirt was gold and the print was black. No, the picture was black, but everything was cut out. Like the little boy was in gold and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it said, class of 1999, the last class of the 1900s. That's what the fucking shirt said. We was 5 years old in kindergarten, wore these shirts to the zoo. And yeah, he was talking about the shirt on his show. So I was listening to his show and I had to email him because I was like, nigga, me and my sister talk about them shirts all the time. Because when we wore them shirts, they was laughing like, well, that's a long time from now. Like 1999, Jesus, we might not see that. Nigga, that shit done came and went 25 years. Mm-hmm. God damn it. And that's the craziest part about it, because they used to love them. They used to talk about the shirt. Y'all gonna be in school forever, blah, blah, blah. All right. Yeah, niggas been out of school 25 fucking years. June 4th, 2024, we'll be out of school 25 years, man. Yeah, crazy shit. And it's like, but one thing we can say is 25 years ago, we listened to some goddamn decent music.
Good music, yeah.
We listened to good shit. And it was coming from different, like it was from everywhere. This nigga first album came out in 86, 87.
Yeah.
And he still was rapping in 99. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think Outkast really brought him back.
Yeah, brought him back. Because it was about, they did that art of storytelling shit. You know what I'm saying? And them boys went up to what, part four of that shit.
Yeah.
They got four parts of that. Mm-hmm. Now. Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to Slick Rick. One of the pioneers of the game. One of the best storytellers in rap.
Absolutely.
To me. You know what I'm saying?
Is he still in America? Is he deported over there?
He back in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. He back in New York. Because whenever certain niggas have shows, they call him break up for the jury.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Yeah, he be letting motherfuckers wait for jury and shit.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghostface calling the golf down. That nigga be at all Ghostface show. Because Ghostface gonna want that big shit. He gonna want that big chunk of shit, pause.
Right.
Yeah, man. Last but not least, I don't know how you really felt about this album.
We about to see.
But I used to love it. Ja Rule, Vinny Vedovici.
Oh, Ja Rule, that's it.
That first album.
He was right.
With the Holla Holla on it.
Yeah.
But that shit had a song on there called Race Against Time. That song made me really like him a little bit more because it wasn't that catchy holla holla shit. Like, he could really rap. But that Race Against Time shit, that shit was so cold. Beat was hard. That shit's banging in the goddamn Chevy, too. Can't stop.
Oh, that shit.
I'm telling you, this shit was so cold.
Yeah.
Running through the red light.
I don't know why people didn't like it. Well, people act like.
They didn't like this type of Ja Rule. This type of music from him.
Yes.
Yeah,
but they act like he didn't have hits.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
This album was fucking dope. He had the shit with Memph Bleek on here.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bunch of shit on here. This shit right here, this shit right here used to beat so hard. The Only Begotten Son, Only Begotten Son, that was my shit. Well, yeah, Ja Rule had some shit on this motherfucker.
What was that other dude in the Cash Money clip? Mike Geronimo?
Talking about the New York boy?
Yeah.
It might be.
Mike Geronimo?
Yeah. Gotta be. It's mine, hear me, Lord, running out of in my race again. Tell Sexy Red to get her vocals up, man.
Right.
Somebody teach Sexy Red. Look at that Ja Rule singing that shit, man.
She don't care.
I know, man. Living my life, race
that
again.
Right,
I think I might listen to that tonight. But it's been moments where I've been riding and that shit across my mind. I'll pull that album up. Cause that shit with him and Bleak, that shit go hard too.
I was trying to.
It's like 14?
16.
Yeah, this shit right here.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Ooh.
You know what this remind me of?
And Bleak went hard on this motherfucker. Bleak rapping his ass off.
They played this on backstage.
Money, drugs, and murder for life. On the movie backstage?
Mm-hmm. Like the scene. Yeah. Like it was in the background of a certain scene. So that what this remind me of.
Yeah, the day of my demise. Them boys rap like hell on this song, though. Just like. Crew Love on this motherfucker, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on Belly soundtrack too. Don't he got a song here called, not Crew Love, what's the name of the song?
With him and DMX.
What's the name of that song on there?
And Jay-Z?
Yeah.
It's Murder?
No. That's pushing Rob's like weight right now. It's a different, that's the one off the Streets Is Watching soundtrack.
That's how Streets Is Watching?
Yeah.
Kill 'em all.
That's it. Kill 'em all.
That's supposed to be a group, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
This was on Belly?
No. I'm trying to think of the one that's on. I Got a Story to Tell. Is that on this album?
I don't see it, no.
Okay.
Ja Rule's Story to Tell?
Yeah.
No, he do got a story to tell.
That's it. That's the one.
But Jay-Z ain't on.
He ain't on that. Yeah. But this song is on
Belly.
Yeah, that's on the Belly soundtrack too. Remember that from the movie?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my shit.
Yeah. Oh,
but shit. This nigga had a dope first album. But everybody wanna say he sounded like DMX. Nigga did not sound like DMX.
No.
He sounded just as much as like DMX and Shine sound like Biggie.
Biggie. And they don't sound alike.
Nah, not when you listen to them.
Not when you listen to them. You know what I'm saying?
Come on. I'm trying to think what happened.
This is when
Vita.
Yeah.
I sucked this dick the night before last.
No, that was her song playing. This was
her song was playing.
This was when he was sitting in the car talking to the chicken. She was getting ready to pop the top of him off.
That was Vita.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, that was that scene. Okay, okay.
I think that was the scene. She was getting top of him off.
Yeah.
Oh, it could have been the one when they was riding around. And he was talking about when he ran the red light and shit. It might have been that scene.
With him and Nas.
Nas, yeah. Might have been that scene.
Now you gotta make me watch it.
Yeah, really. Gotta watch Belly. Gotta watch it now.
Yeah.
You off tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Pull that shit out for a minute. Pause. Watch it real quick.
How long is it on streaming?
Ain't no money. I don't.
It gotta be on something.
Of course it is. But yeah, man, y'all go check that Vinny Vedovici out, man. And in case y'all don't know, that means I came, I saw, I conquered. So
it came out y'all year.
Yeah.
Didn't this come out the same time Bleak first album came out?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it did. I think Bleak shit come out like the next week or something.
Okay.
Or in a couple weeks. But what was the name of that first? That was the one we had the Yellow Averix on.
On Bleak?
The yellow coat.
Is it called I Am? No. What was Memphis Bleak first shit called?
I can't remember what's the name of that album.
I'm about to tell you.
But that shit right there, I mean, this was the summer fucking, this shit, but when I got the state.
Coming of age, that was it.
Yeah. When I got the state, dog, this shit right here, this shit was going crazy. Crazy.
This
yes,
right?
Sir. This holla holla shit?
Yeah.
Ja Rule rocked my first 2-3 years of college.
Yeah.
He rocked. He came out with all that singing shit, every little thing you mm-hmm. do and put it on me and all that shit. He did that, buddy. He did that, man. But yeah, man, be easy. I appreciate you, June. I appreciate you also, man, for coming through.
Appreciate you.
Doogie, we going to get you back in this motherfucker sooner or later, nigga. I know you probably parlaying somewhere, goddamn. He been to Greenville a couple times, too. You know his kids up there, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did tell me that when I talked to him yesterday, so. But easy. Yo. Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Every Monday, some Wednesdays on DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Yeah.
BBL Drizzy. June, tell them where they can find you, man.
I'm just hanging loose, buddy. No Diddy.
No Diddy. Diddy, no. Oh, God. Oh, man. It's your boy Jones, man. You could email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram at themusicjonespodcast. JPJones81 on Instagram. Real Juice Jones on X, formerly known as Twitter. Julian Jones on Facebook. Like, subscribe, everything. Share too. Don't forget to share. Peace. I don't respect it, but niggas permitted treason. Who wanted